Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Get Zippy with Fersan. It is your favorite podcast, and we're on again for another wonderful and delightful episode. Yes, it's been a long time. It's always a long time if I don't hear from you guys, so that is why I'm always back. Alright, so today is going to be more of an enlightenment. It's more of a way of creating awareness in the society and as Nigerians, because the topic today is something of more importance as regards our lives. So yes, our life is important to everyone we love, to people who care about us, to, you know, our well-wishers and our family members. That is why everybody needs to know your state of mental health. Yes, mental health in Nigeria will be one of the most neglected topics I've ever seen. I mean, the rate at which this so-called focus for today has been neglected in Nigeria is so alarming that people need to know about it. You living a good life, having everything you probably want in terms of life, doesn't mean you are mentally stable, doesn't mean you are mentally okay. There's a difference between physical health and mental health. A lot of things can affect you mentally that would not show physically, because they're not really interwoven like that. But if your mental health is not okay, then I'm going to tell you 100% that you as a whole person is not, you're not okay, because it's going to affect some of your actions that you would do day in, day out. It's going to affect how you think, what you would do. Most of the time, it affects even people around you unconsciously. So that is why today we're going to talk about our mental health and mental illness in Nigeria. So these are two very, very important key topics. Now, in Nigeria, like I said earlier, that most people don't really know about mental health and mental illness. They don't really have the idea of what we're talking about. They just believe that they are okay physically and they can move on with their lives. So, judging from statistics, 1 out of 4 Nigerians, some 50 million people, are suffering from mental illness. So that's a statistics there. 1 out of 4. So that means if you have 10 people gathering together in Nigeria, probably we have a society gathering and you have like 10 people, I can assure you at least 4 people in that gathering are having a particular mental illness that you don't know about. And there are loads of them, and this is the problem. Most people are not familiar with a lot of mental illness. Just know a particular one, which is, I think it's schizophrenia. That's the most popular mental illness most people know about in Nigeria. And that is the madman you see running on the street. That's what most people in Nigeria believe as, okay, that person is not mentally okay, he's mad, he's not okay, he's walking on the street, you know. And that's because that's a very advanced stage of mental illness. The brain is not functioning properly. There's been a disorder in the brain, and the brain is not really knowing the right thing to do. And then it goes very, very much way out of control. And then the person starts, you know, behaving abnormal. But there are loads of mental illness that will not get you on the streets. In fact, you would still behave normally, despite the fact you're not normal. So yeah, it's not something to laugh about. It's a serious matter, and it's something that needs to be given attention as soon as possible, every now and then. So I'm going to be actually giving a little bit of exposition on mental illness and mental health. A lot of some mental illness most people don't really know they have, but it's actually there. It's actually something affecting most of us. I'm just going to talk about a few of them. I'm going to talk about the problems we've been having while we have some of this, these things around us, and what can be done basically the general solution is to visit a professional physician and doctors in charge of these particular cases. But we don't really have much facility in Nigeria to help curb this so-called mental health. But nevertheless, anybody that finds himself in any of these things I'm going to say about to talk about now should please visit the nearest possible hospital or clinic for treatment, because these things can get worse. They can. I'm serious about that. So, like I said before, 1 out of 4 Nigerians, some 50 million people, are suffering from mental illness, and there's not a notable amount of medical facility to take care of that. So that means 80% of Nigerians are suffering from serious mental illness and cannot access care. So 80% people have this particular problem and they can have care. They can get people to actually, the right to actually take care of them. So what are these mental problems? Well, mental problems, there are a lot of mental problems, mental health illness. And I'm going to list a few out of many. This is a lot of many. You can't really start listing all of them. I'm going to give you a list of a few, and then we'll talk about some that are very, very rampant or common in Nigeria. So we have anxiety and panic disorder. We have bipolar disorder. We have depression. We have eating disorder. We have schizophrenia, like I talked about earlier. We have substance abuse and addiction. We have dementia. We have dyslexia. That is a very, very, very common one in Nigeria. We have cerebral palsy and lots more. So there are a lot of mental health, like the ones I've listed right now, very mental health illness, mental illness. Let me just call it mental illness that I just mentioned right now. And Nigerians actually are suffering from some of this illness I just mentioned, and most people don't know about it. Some people don't even know they have, they don't even know they have this illness. And I think they are very fine. They are okay. They're good to go, but they are not. Now I'm going to be talking about some of them, not everything I've mentioned. Like I said before, I'm going to talk about the symptoms or what it seems like, what that particular disorder or in the illness seems like, and then you can have an idea if you're in that category or not. You can know if you are actually mentally stable or not. So I'm going to talk about, I'm going to start with bipolar disorder. Now most people in Nigeria have this particular disorder. It has to do with mood swings and control of emotions, especially anger. Most people, they have this quick mood swing. They just switch from happiness, and then the next thing you know is they are sad, they're angry, they are not okay with what is happening. They want everything to stop, they want everything to change. They're just not in the mood. They are sad, they are down. They don't just want to be involved. They become moody. They don't want to get involved in things. It's just like a very drastic and fast mood swing, and everything just goes to zero level. And most of the time, bipolar disorder leads to depression, and it can actually lead to suicide. I said depression is also one of these disorders. So sometimes some of these things leads to another one, and then leads to death. So someone that has a bipolar disorder, these are very, very critical patients that needs to be taken care of very, very gently, because it has to do with their feelings, how they feel. They can get angry over little things. They can just flare up. The next thing, they are losing interest in what they are doing and all that stuff. So it's a mood swing at a particular point in time that people don't really know about. And in Nigeria, we have over 1.5 million cases per year. So that means in a year, there is a diagnosis of bipolar disorder of over 1.5 million people. And people like this roaming about in our society, living with them, it's that hard, it's that funny, you know. And there's nothing has been done about it. Nothing has been done about it yet. So that is the first one we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about more of this after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back to the show. Okay, I was talking about bipolar disorder, and I was talking about how these people are very dangerous in society because of their mood swings. I said they need attention because of the basis of their illness, because it has to do with emotions, and they can easily switch off at a particular moment, and which can lead to depression. So, having said that, I actually make a case of that. The case of bipolar is over 1.5 million per year in Nigeria. You can see how large that is. So, moving on to another very prominent illness, mental illness, that is very common amongst the youths, the adolescents, you know, the young age in Nigeria, is depression. Now, most people really will say, okay, I don't think anybody can be depressed in Nigeria. I don't think this, you know, people are strong. We are strong people. We endure. We know how to adapt. You know, people saying all the stuff like that and make people really think, okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm cool. I'm fine. But actually, there are some people that are not cool and fine. They are not okay. They are depressed. The weight of the world is just so much on them. The weight of your family, the weight of education, the weight of everything they go through is so much that it's traumatized them and it brings them down. Okay, what are the things you're expecting from someone that is depressed? He loses interest in participating in public activities like parties. Even if the person participates in this kind of gatherings, they are low on morale. They don't know how to motivate themselves. They are very, very much moody. That's why you see when we're talking about bipolar, we said it can lead to depression. So most depressed people are actually moody. When I mean moody, they are very sorrow, mostly morose. They feel lonely. They feel like there's nobody to help them. They feel like there's nobody to talk to. And they just use the shades of smiles and life is good to cover up. And then they go on like a normal human being. And then when it gets to the apex, to the top, to the zenith point, where they cannot take it anymore, they take their lives. Most depressed patients tend to commit suicide because that's the only way they see they can end the pressure they are feeling, the sad feeling, the weight of loneliness they are feeling. So the most recommended remedy for depressed patients is therapy. Talk to someone. You may not necessarily have access to a therapist, probably a legal practitioner, that is a person that is very expert in that regard, but you can talk to your friends. If you know you are feeling these symptoms, maybe you are always feeling moody, always sad, feeling like you can't do it, feeling like you can't go no more, feeling like things are not just okay for you, talk to people, open up, talk to somebody you trust. And you know, most people in Nigeria, we don't really, you know, allow people to this so-called depressed patients to actually open up to us because of how we run our lives. Some people will post in their status, you'll be like, okay, if it's not about money, don't talk to me. And someone that's already posting on his status, his or her status, that if it's not about money, don't talk to me. Someone that is depressed won't come to you. Probably the person is your friend. You're like, oh, I can't talk to Tommy now. Tommy will be like, if it's not money, don't talk to me. And then if the person commits suicide and kills himself and leaves a suicide note before he did the suicide, you know, she commits suicide, that it was like, oh, the person should have opened up, the person should have talked, the person has done this, done that. But the funny thing is, you were closing up that talk center towards that person, making that person saying, oh, you know, I'm going to kill myself, it's better that way, nobody wants to listen to me. But the best advice we give to depressed patients is that people want to listen, talk to us, open up, let's see what is going on. And most of the times you find out that these things they are going through, it's just the face. Most of you have gone through it before and overcome they can also overcome this problem by talking. So we have a lot of people that are depressed in our community. What causes depression? Majorly peer pressure, probably not able to meet up with standard of activities in line with the peer, probably in terms of success or finance, or probably activities. Maybe he's not good at something, then it feels like, oh, the pressure is getting too much. To the weight of responsibility. Some people, they don't know how to handle responsibility. When it gets too much, they start thinking, what if this goes wrong? What if I can't do this right? Well, you know, everything is based on if, and then they just get down, and they go so down that it's very hard to, you know, revive them. So these are people that are depressed. But what we need to do for them is open up, listen to their problems, and they're good to go. And if you, the best advice I would give you is, if you have access to legal therapist, go for one and you'll be fine. So moving on to another probably very common mental illness in Nigeria. Now this one is very common in Nigeria, because I can say up to 70% of Nigerians have this, and it starts at a very young age, and it has to do with studying. It is no other than dyslexia. Now, a lot of people have this mental illness. Dyslexia is very common. I know probably one or two people have heard about that before, and you know, I'm just like, okay, but they're not paying attention to it. Now, dyslexia is a learning disorder that is difficulty in reading, having study to understand how sounds form a letter, to just, you know, agree with words. That's what dyslexia is all about. And you know, majorly the young and the old suffer from this mental illness. Majorly starts from the young, you know, the younger, when you're young, you have issue with reading, you have issue with studying, and then people just, you know, most teachers will just attribute it to the fact that the child is not brilliant, the child is not hardworking, the child is not serious. But the funny thing is, most of this children that are having problem not performing well in academics is due to this mental illness, dyslexia. And this dyslexia has been something that has been on and on, and it's still going to be on and on, you know. And one funny thing about this dyslexia is that it's not very easy to stop. You can't curb it easily. It takes a lot of practice and very technical tutorship to, you know, actually end it, because it has to do with the brain, the system of learning to understand words, to understand sounds. You have to have a special training, a special teacher in cases that are extreme. There's some cases that are very extreme that the child will not be able to read because the words will not just be forming. It will just look so jargon in the eyes of the kid. And, you know, thereby listening to child not be able to, you know, learn or move forward for that in ease or education. So this is something that is affecting, that has been affecting and continue to affect the Nigerian education system, and people are not paying attention to it. I feel about this particular mental illness, the teachers should know more about it. So if you have someone that is teaching, or you know someone that is a teacher probably in your family or in your area, let them know about this lecture. Let them know that some kids, not all kids, not all kids are, you know, that are not brilliant. Not all kids that are not brilliant it's due to the fact that they are not serious. No, some of them are having this breakdown, this mental illness, this disease. They are not actually understanding what you are teaching them, because they have a problem mentally, and you can help them to study, teach them. There has to be a pattern, a way that you teach them and help them to grow so that they can understand, because these things doesn't make sense to them. And if you look at the same issue with dyslexia, we have over 1.5 million cases per year in Nigeria. Over 1.5 million cases per year. So we need to look at this, because this is actually affecting the future, because there are children that have their education culture because of this, and some parents believe that kumoweni, you know, they just believe that, okay, this child is not brilliant, this child is not educational, it's not education meant, so this education is not meant for the child and all that stuff, and then they just end the child's education because of this. It doesn't work that way. You know, there's a particular Indian movie that I love so much, because he was talking about this mental illness, something very similar to it, if not it, if my memory serves me right. The title of the movie is Like Star on Earth. So it's about a boy that could not read, he couldn't understand. And once you look at the book like this, everything just turns upside down, scatter and everything. And then, you know, for that reason, his parents were like, they wanted to give up on the boy, but the father actually sent the boy to a boarding school because of that. And on getting to the boarding school, he was not concentrate. He doesn't actually concentrate in class because he doesn't understand what they are writing. A particular teacher noticed him and found out that the boy was actually suffering from a particular mental illness that has to do with studying. The teacher took care of the child, taught the child in a special way, apart from the way they are teaching, you know, all students in class. And before you know it, the child was one of the best students in the school. So you see, I'm recommending the movie for you. You can watch it, like Star on Earth. It's a very popular Indian movie. You know, it gives you a particular sense of look on how issues like this can be tackled in our educational sector as far regards school. And you know, we need stuff like this. We need people to be enlightened to know that this particular illness affects children mentally, and it impedes their learning ability. So to the teachers out there, make sure you get yourself more enlightened about this last year, and your fellow teachers should know about it. If you are a teacher, you're listening to me. If you're not, you know someone that is a teacher, please get them enlightened about this. And one last thing I'm going to say about this last year is that it also occurs in people that are older too. Because why does it occur in people that are older? It's not because probably they just catch it when they are older. No, it's because they actually had it when they were young, but they didn't know they had. But probably through some, by luck or by diligence, they were able to skip through their lower educational program, probably in their primary school, in their secondary schools, in their college. You know, they were able to skip throughout the work, but it will still reoccur. So what are the symptoms of dyslexia? We're talking about late talking, difficulty in memorizing, difficulty in spellings, difficulty in pronouncing words, actually when it comes to sound, because they don't really understand the sounds that are there. So if you feel like you're having problems with any of these things I mentioned, you are a dyslexia patient. You need to really work on yourself, because it's not easy to cop dyslexia. If you can cop it, you can cure it. So, and I will advise you to also see a medical practitioner, legal practitioner that actually knows more about these things that can help you to get yourself on the right track. So, having said that, time is not on our side. So I'm just going to be talking about mental health generally, and how we have many cases, because like I said, now if you look at dyslexia, we have over 1.5 million cases, depression over 100,000 cases per year in Nigeria. You look at bipolar disorder, we have 1.5 million cases in Nigeria. Number one reason is ignorance. Ignorance is the first reason we are having this case. Most people don't know they have it. Most people don't even know what these things are called. The secondary reason that we're having high cases is because we don't have the facilities to actually tackle these diseases. We don't have the facilities. The government needs to provide facilities. There are efforts from non-governmental organizations, the NGOs, are actually doing a lot of work to get people to know about all this mental illness and mental health, you know, stuff. But the efforts from the government is actually very, 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 very low, very minimal. So the government needs to increase their campaign about mental health and mental illness so that people can actually know about it. So there are two major reasons why we're having a lot of eye cases in Nigeria. And I want you to know that another thing I want you to know about mental illness is that most of the time it is hereditary. So if you have someone in your family that has a particular mental illness, it is very, 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 very likely that someone else will pick up that illness in the family. Because that is majorly one of the ways that people get mental illness from hereditary is from one gene to the other, and then boom, you have the same kind of disease. Though there are some mental illness that are not caused by caused by the genes. Some are caused by addiction, you know, the abuse of drug and substance use, definitely addiction. And you know, addiction can lead to some very, very chronic problems. So I think that would be that about that. What I want to say is be aware of people around you, try to know if they are mentally stable. Don't only say, well, as long as my family doesn't have any problem, I'm okay. There are people out there that need help. They don't really know what is going on. They don't know they're not okay. Not everybody is okay out there, and it's your responsibility and my responsibility to make sure we let people know about mental illness so that their health can be checked as 100%. So for us to have a better country, we have to enlighten people about mental illness. People need to know. There's a need to know. So with this, I wind up and I say, have a wonderful day, have a wonderful weekend. Today has been educative as I want it to be, and I know you would go out there and do a lot of more research on mental illness. You can check up on dementia as another mental illness, schizophrenia, eating disorder, you know, a lot of them, even anxiety and panic disorder, that is very common in Nigeria. And I just want us to create awareness and let people know about these things, that they do exist, and people need to find out so that they can help yourself medically. Thank you. Stay blessed. Stay safe. Don't forget to use that mask. Bye for now.